Now, unlike Christmas, the Easter holiday season is not known for its music, with maybe one exception.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
The fabled Al Jolson. The song he almost certainly did not learn from his father, the Cantor, or Eddie Cantor for that matter. Something you won't hear except here, thanks to our friend Jim Nader, who is host of the Annoying Music Show, heard on scores of public radio stations across the country, who should have a very hard time explaining this to their listeners. Jim, nice to talk to you again. Happy Easter.
Scott, thanks for having me on. There's no place than here I'd rather be, except perhaps doing my taxes.
Yes, we're going through an audit, I'm sure. But listen, we want to be careful here because Easter is a sacred holiday. It's important to millions of people around the world. I don't want the whole in that circle of hell to which you and I are going when our time has expired on this earth to be any deeper than it is. So
I will meet you there.
It's all right. I'll keep a cold one for you.
I'll be wearing a red dress.
and beautifully. Listen, but when we talk about things sacred, I, of course, think of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, yeah.
And our first selection of sacred music. And here's an unexpected performer singing this sacred music.
Every time I look at you, I don't understand. Why'd you let the things you did get so out of hand? You'd have managed better if you had a plan. Why'd you choose such a backward time in such a strange land? If you come today, you would have reached our whole nation. Israel for BC had no mass communication.
Don't you get me wrong.
Don't you get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
Jim, that's who?
That, of course, is the great Wayne Newton from his live Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast album from 1972.
This is recorded in Las Vegas, a very sacred place, I'll bet, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I just wonder if Andrew Lloyd Webber weren't alive today, if he'd be spinning in his grave, knowing that Wayne Newton was cast in Jesus Christ Superstar.
No, wait. Okay, firstly, I like Wayne Newton, okay? He's a fabulous performer, all right? He knows every inch of music. He plays something like 70 different musical instruments, even as he sings. But more to the point, now, that's Judas's role, isn't it? Who better to play Judas than Wayne Newton?
Well, and actually, Wayne could play all the apostles. He's so talented. And I just imagine the billboard, one night only, Jesus at the Aladdin Lounge in Las Vegas. The Last Supper Tour. Don't pass it over.
Last Supper Tour, $4.95 buffet. lobster tail included. Listen, I understand we're supposed to transition from the sacred music of the season, Easter, to seasonal music, yes?
Absolutely. When it's Easter, of course, it's also springtime. And as you well know, Scott, being from Chicago, spring in the Midwest is always a moving, I'd say almost a spiritual experience. It gets warmer, the flowers bloom, we can shed our winter coats and take long walks along the magnificent Lake Michigan, listening to the gulls high above. Unfortunately, we also have to listen to The Gulls by Glenn Lewis.
Look at them fly. Look at them fly. Look at them fly, look at them fly, look at them fly. Where are the going to?
Jim, does it pick up from here? I'm not sure I have the energy. You know, did Philip Glass write the lyrics?
Look at the fly, look at the fly, look at the fly, look at the fly.
That song on the album is 3 minutes, but it seems like 30 minutes before it's all over. Actually, the power of this song is incredible. WBEZ here just finished its spring membership drive. They had this incredible goal of like $800,000. And the management here had the courage to let me, this is true, they let me play the Gulls on an endless loop over and over until the phones started ringing. And not only did the phones ring.
Oh, $1.5 million, I'm sure, that morning.
They exceeded the $800,000 goal. So thanks to Glenn Lewis and the Gulls, public radio remained strong.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could live with myself, though, if I was, if I was responsible for that. You have another bird selection, I gather, you plucked out of a bargain bin somewhere?
Yes, this actually was from a Vail's resale shop in Oak Park. It's a great store for finding bizarre stuff. And this is sort of the greatest tribute to birds since Alfred Hitchcock.
What better place to begin than with the opening lines of Samuel Taylor Coleridge's Christabel? 'Tis the middle of the night by the castle clock, and the owls have awakened the crowing cock. To wit, to woo. And hark again, the crowing cock, how drowsily it crew.
Jim, so far it sounds to me like Prairie Home Companion. I don't know what your problem is with
this.
And I say that with respect, Mr. Keeler, yes?
This is from Cornell University, the Dr. Frederick G. Markham Bird Songs in Literature album, and it... To me, it's kind of as if James Lipton was hosting an actor's studio for birds.
I mean,
it's kind of like a show. It's annoying yet mesmerizing.
Mercy. Okay, let me ask about another song coming up. Back in the 1970s, of course, disco was big. Alas, a lot of things were big that we now regret.
Yes.
Tell us about this selection, please.
Actually, as do most people, when I think of the Easter season, I kind of think of disco. And who better to combine Easter and disco and the spirituality of the season than the great legendary vocalist Tammy Faye Baker and Disco Jesus.
Jesus keeps it taking me higher and higher.
Jim, that's Tammy Faye Baker?
Yes, it is. That's the legendary Tammy Faye Baker, an Easter float on her own.
Well, God bless. She's had enough troubles. I don't want to add to them with some flippant remark. I will simply tell you, as a former man of the cloth, I'm surprised that you've confused a song with a desperate plea for help, which I think is what that is.
JC is in the house. That's all I can say.
Oh, mercy. All right. Now, another song from, I don't want to use a word like genre, but there you go.
Right.
I understand we have one of the world's greatest performers now has a selection you want to introduce and derogate.
Well, Scott, when you think of Easter, what legendary performer comes to mind? Judy Garland. Who else would come to mind?
Of course, Fred Astaire. It was the same movie, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Easter Parade. Yes.
And continuing on our theme of Easter and disco. I don't think anybody combines
you
them
really
better.
Have to stretch sometimes to knit these things together, don't you?
I
admire it. You've got the greatest stretch at first base since Joe Cunningham. Do you remember the old White Sox first baseman?
It brings us full circle and closure to this piece, which I need, frankly. I'm desperate for it at this point. Combining that spirit of Easter and disco, nobody brings it together better than the legendary Fred Astaire.
There's a new kind of dancing, gonna be the rage. You just leave yourself behind like an actor on a stage.
You know, he just should have been happy to dance with the coat rack.
I think this rendition by Fred Astaire verifies that hoof and mouth disease has finally come to North America.
Oh, mercy. He was a great performer. This is just one exception in a distinguished career, yes? Well,
absolutely.
Nothing wrong with the way he recorded. Why, of all the great songs Fred Astaire could have recorded, how did he settle on that one? I mean, he could have had his pick of highly mediocre disco songs rather than that one.
I think it's all in the title. That, of course, is the great Carly Simon sort of disco hit, Attitude Dancing, and Fred Astaire just cannot pass up the word dancing.
Well, Jim, I feel spiritually enraptured. I don't know about you, but I think you've really made the season palpable for the rest of us.
Well, Scott, thanks so much for having me on. And a reminder, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, you and Caroline, glazed ham, Kugla, be there.
All right.
And we're coloring very Easter eggs at 3. Don't be late this year.
Oh, no, absolutely not. We sure. All right. Take care, Jim. Thanks very
much. Happy Easter, Scott. Take care.
And also to you, Jim Nader, who is the host of The Brains, the inspiration for the Annoying Music Show, which originates out of WBEZ in Chicago and airs on public radio stations across the country who apparently take fundraising for granted.